June the 10th marks the anniversary of the Lidice massacre ordered by Hitler in retaliation for the assassination of Nazi Governor Reinhard Heydrich by Czechoslovak paratroopers. The atrocity struck a particularly deep chord in Mexico, among the first countries to pay tribute to the 340 innocent victims, where many girls were named Lidice in their memory. Brian Kennedy has the details.
In August 1942, the village of San Jerónimo Aculo, today part of Mexico City, changed the last word in its name to Lidice to commemorate a massacre half a world away. Over the years, a square, theater, and school in the district, as well as a choir, have also been named after the Bohemian village, which the Nazis intended to wipe off the map for eternity. So says Edna Gomez Ruiz, president of the Chichí Masaryk Association in Mexico.
México siempre ha sido un país solidario con las causas justas.
Mexico is a country that has always shown solidarity with just causes and respect for life and dignity. That is why we wanted the name Lidice to survive in the borough of La Magdalena Contreras, officially renaming it on August 30, 1942, as San Jerónimo Lidice. The local primary school also bears the name of the Czech village. Mexico was the first country in Latin America to adopt the name in this way.
Edna Gomez, who has led the Lidice choir for 36 years, says symbols of this solidarity appeared in the heart of the neighborhood decades apart. In 1975, for example, the mayor commissioned a sculpture for the Lidice Plaza, the site of an annual commemoration. In 2002, on the 60th anniversary of the tragedy, a mural called Fields of Light and Death was unveiled there. Its creator, Ariosto Otero, says it reflects a mixture of the two cultures.
Lidice, en su recuerdo, jamás tendrá olvido.
Lidice is a memory that will never fade, even with the passage of time, the suffering of a people struck down not because of a pandemic, but because of human brutality still remains.
Sino por la brutalidad humana.
In 1984, Pavel Horashovsky, who was born a few weeks before the massacre, was invited for an official visit by the Mexico City District to share his experience. His father was among the 184 men killed by the Nazis, his mother interned in Ravensbrück concentration camp during the war. That same year, then Prime Minister of Czechoslovakia, Lubomír Štrogl, also visited San Jerónimo Lidice. Ever since, the mayors of the district's demarcation line have gathered for annual commemorations. Fernando Mercado Guaida, who extended that initial invitation, says Lidice is living proof that tyrants, no matter how powerful, can never suppress the collective effort to rescue memory and overcome adversity. An even more striking and decidedly more personal tribute is embodied in the girls named after the Bohemian village. Among them is Lidice Fragoso, whose father and mother were so moved by the story they agreed to call their firstborn daughter by that very name.
Llevo con orgullo y osadía el nombre de Lidice.
I carry the name of Lidice, a Czechoslovak town destroyed by a man's revenge, with pride. The village had the courage, the will, the strength, and the unity to rise again. It is an example for humanity today to face changes with resilience that will make us better.
Los cambios que nos harán mejores.